Manitoba Wake Up Crew, Jordan Knight and Davey God. Jordan Knight is off this week. And we have a special guest on the phone line to talk with us. Monthly chats with Dr. Isaac. Good morning to you, Dr. Isaac.
Good morning, Davey. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, yeah. You always bring such informative topics and things that we really need to talk about. And with the heat heating up and it is swimming season, people are going to the bushes. And it's tick season. And today's topic is Lyme disease. Dr. Isaac, where would you like to start?
Yeah, you know, it's an awesome time of year to be outside. And I thought this would be a good topic because it's very common to get a tick, as we were chatting about before. You know, there are a lot of ticks around, it seems, this year. And there's certain type of tick called a black-legged tick that can carry disease. So you need to be on the lookout. And the one thing that I just want to let people know is it can be hard to tell the difference between a black-legged tick and a common tick. Mm-hmm. The common ones, just like the name, they're more common in Manitoba. They don't carry disease. And there is a website called etick.ca. You can take a picture of a tick, send it into the website, and they will identify the type of tick very quickly for you. They'll have a scientist have a look at it. So it's a fantastic resource for us.
Now, Dr. Isaac, with that resource, e-tick, do you have to keep the tick with you, or is it suffice enough? Is it good enough just to take the picture of it?
Just the picture is fine. We used to have a service where we would send in the ticks themselves for identification, but now we're just using the photo. So, yeah, just the photo is fine.
Now, when we talk about Lyme disease, let's talk about the severity of it. Like, is it life-changing? Is it, do you need medication? Can you get a bite and not any symptoms? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, great question. So, once you have a tick bite by the black-legged tick, it can take between 3 and 30 days to start to see symptoms of Lyme disease. And the symptoms so Lyme is a bacteria, and this bacteria is transmitted through the bite of a tick. The symptoms of Lyme are headache, fever, fatigue, chills, which are very common with all, you know, different types of infections. But one kind of characteristic of Lyme disease is you can get this rash around where the tick bit you on your skin, and it looks kind of like a target. It's a red circle. And so if you see a spreading red circle around a tick bite, that could be a sign that you have Lyme disease. It is treatable. It's antibiotics. You just take antibiotics for 2 or 3 weeks and you can cure it. Mm. If you don't get treated, though, sometimes you can have a chronic Lyme disease that can affect your nervous system, your heart, and your joints. So it is important to get treated.
Yeah, I was reading that. It's like when you don't get treated and you do have Lyme disease, it's not so much an immediate thing, but it's if you don't get treated, it's going to affect you way down the line. That's correct?
It can, absolutely. Not for everybody, but for sure, for some people, it can affect you later on. And, you know, it is important to get treated. You know, the other thing is we do also in Manitoba have what we call prophylaxis for Lyme disease. So if you have a tick bite, it's been on you for greater than 36 hours, and if you know that it's a black-legged tick, you can actually start antibiotics before you have symptoms, just to prevent you from getting Lyme disease. So I reach out to a healthcare provider if you're not sure if you should get it or not, and they can help to guide you. And the nice thing about that is it's a very, very short treatment dose. So it's basically a one-time treatment with an antibiotic, and you're good, and that should prevent you from getting Lyme disease.
Right. So tick bites are not guaranteed a Lyme disease with everyone unless it's a black tick. And to check out if it's a black tick, you can take a picture of it and send it to etick.com?
You got it. etick.ca, yeah, it's run out of a Canadian university, actually, in Quebec. They run the service. And again, black-legged ticks can be hard to distinguish between other wood ticks, so I think using e-tick is great. Usually black-legged ticks are a little bit smaller than other ticks. but there are varying sizes of ticks based on where they are in their life cycle. So yeah, it can be tough. But yes, not every tick bite will end up in Lyme disease for sure. Most of them, in fact, won't.
Yeah.
Most of that tick bites won't. So yes, it's something to keep in mind.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Isaac. That was very informative because tick bites are something that everybody deals with.
Yep, it's kind of a fact of life for us here in Manitoba. So thanks so much for having me, Davey, and we'll chat again soon.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Isaac.